board, we have Love Muffin.
My name is Bob Athern. I'm 78 years old. So you want me to summarize some advice for the young?
Is that... Yeah, that's what I'd like.
What do I... take good care of your teeth. Number two, you might want to consider getting a union card in something that you can make a living at while you're pursuing the thing that you love.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
Bob started playing in the 60s. You'd kind of guess that. He's got a white beard, wears those rope bracelets. When we talked, he was wearing a red bandana around his head. He says cats when he talks about the guys he's played with.
We'd play Chicago-style blues. We were all white cats, but that's what we did.
He's got a lot to say about music. But here's the thing about Bob. Some of the greatest stuff he says is about love and sex and women.
Hello, that music I hear, I get misty whenever.
I've been married 3 times, had a number of, quote, serious adult relationships with women that were lasting. I mean, that were like more than, you know, a couple of days or something.
Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost?
I think that the idea that a relationship has necessarily to be permanent and last forever, like I love you forever, it feels really good when you feel moved to say it in the moment, in the situation, early on in that relationship when you're in the idyllic phase and everything is so exciting and you're so in love. But it turns out to be a little unrealistic. And in modern times, especially if you're not raising a family, and where was I going with that? A perfectly wonderful relationship can be temporary. Doesn't have to always be until death do us part. I am in many ways more interested in women as individual people with souls, if you will. Don't ask me to define that term. And our shared humanity, and totally curious about them, not just their body parts, but their whole being. So to me, encounters with female people have always been primarily about the relationship and secondarily about sex. And as a kind of paradox, I think that's what leads to great sex. Because there's nothing better than doing it with somebody that you really love.
Here, talking to Bob Athern.
A case of do or die.
I'm Christian Grant.